In this bulletin, 11 new locally acquired cases in Victoria that are all linked to existing outbreaks. Prince Harry and Meghan welcome their second child. And in sport, Roger Federer pulls out of the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. Health authorities in Victoria say all 11 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 are linked to existing outbreaks. 8 of the new cases had been in quarantine during their entire infectious period, and 2 of the 11 cases had already been reported by aged care operator Arcare. The Arcare Maidstone outbreak has grown to 6 cases after another resident and a registered nurse tested positive. The 79-year-old resident, who'd had both doses of the Pfizer vaccine, was moved to hospital as a precaution. A first dose had been given to the nurse who last worked at the nursing home on Saturday. The latest case numbers come after more than 24,000 tests in the past 24 hours. A key business group wants to know what the immediate exit strategy will be from Melbourne's lockdown. The Australian Industry Group says the lockdown appears increasingly unnecessary. The group's chief executive, Innes Willox, says the lockdown has been marked by exaggerated language and doomsday prophecies from Victoria's health leaders that have not come to pass. In WA, it's been revealed a returned overseas traveller tested positive to coronavirus on Saturday morning, a day after leaving hotel quarantine in Perth. Authorities believe the maritime worker is shedding viral particles and is not infectious, but he's been returned to hotel quarantine as a precaution. Contact tracing is underway, and potential community contacts will be encouraged to get a COVID test as a precaution. Chief Health Officer Dr. Andy Robertson says the man visited a few locations while out in the community.
What we will be doing is contacting people who may have been at those sites, and we believe the numbers are small, and just asking them to get tested. We're not requiring them to quarantine. Obviously, if they develop symptoms, then we ask them to isolate.
Australia's Financial Crimes Watchdog is investigating the National Australia Bank, Crown Perth and Sky City Casino in Adelaide over possible breaches of anti-money laundering laws. All three organisations have made disclosures to the Stock Exchange, saying they'd been referred to AUSTRAC's enforcement team following the identification of serious non-compliance with anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing laws. Prince Harry and Meghan have welcomed their second child, a girl named Lilibet, Lily Diana Mountbatten Windsor. Her first name, Lilibet, is the nickname of the child's great-grandmother, Queen Elizabeth II, while her middle name honours her grandmother and Harry's mother. The baby is 8th in line to the British throne. In tennis, Roger Federer has pulled out of the French Open a day after winning a tough third-round match, opting to save himself for the grass court season. The Swiss star, who turns 40 in August, is targeting a record 21st Grand Slam title at Wimbledon later this month. After multiple operations and more than a year of rehabilitation, Federer says it's important he didn't rush back into the competition. And now today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 19 degrees. Adelaide, showers developing and 20. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18. Hobart, similar conditions, 17. Canberra, a partly cloudy day, 14. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 21. Sydney, similar conditions, also 21. Newcastle, mostly sunny and 20. Brisbane, sunny, 23. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, more humid and sunny at a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.